Hare Krishna. We have a sort of long question from Bhakt Adam, which in essence says, should devotees give away things like clothes, toys, other used articles to people in need, or is that just perpetuating their ignorance and sinful life? Of course, prasadam, there's no question about, because Prabhupada said a 10-mile radius around the temple. And there's a lot of people doing a lot of things at a 10-mile radius around the temple. And yet we're distributing prasadam to them. Of course, prasadam has purifying effects, not necessarily... the same as the effects of giving something neutral, like a piece of cloth, clothing. Nonetheless, there's one example that I can think of right now, which was in Mumbai when Srila Prabhupada's asking Dr. Patel. Prabhupada says there's a lot of street urchins and local kids who are coming to Guru Puja and dancing and chanting, and then afterwards when Prabhupada's distributing sweets, they all come for the sweets. In other words, they're coming for the sweets. So Prabhupada said he'd like to actually feed those children a proper breakfast every day, and then he'd like them to come back and then dress them in clothes. And then when they come back the next day, once they dress them, change their clothes, take the old clothes, get it washed, and get new clothes. So here's an example where Prabhupada wants to dress people, and Prabhupada is saying, and they're chanting Hare Krishna, so why not bring them in, and that way they'll chant more and more. Now, of course, not everyone's chanting Hare Krishna, but if we have articles, say like old clothes, everyone has old clothes. And if we have old clothes that we no longer need, then of course, why not give them to somebody? The result will be they'll chant Hare Krishna. At least they'll say, oh, these Hare Krishnas are such nice guys, nice people. You know? So, and that appreciation, that shraddha is the beginning of their spiritual life. What are we going to do? Throw it away, burn it, just because someone's going to perform some sinful activity in the shirt that I give them? That's all right. So they'll need something to wear, and they may do what they may do. But aside from that, they'll also appreciate Krishna consciousness and other people. Who watches through that will also appreciate it. So devotees, there's so many people in the world who have so little, who are really in need, and if Krishna is so kind that he provides for us, then why not share what we have with others? It's a natural mentality. Devotees are kind to other living entities. What to speak of if it makes other people appreciate the Krishna consciousness movement. So there's no harm in doing that. And then Premavati asks how to rebuild one's faith if it's damaged by offenses or hearing criticism of the movement and devotees. Of course, that's Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is that, number one, there are so many faults, dosha nidhira ajan. And the tendency is to find faults. So we should avoid that. One should avoid criticizing others, being in association with those who criticize others. It will damage our faith. What happens if the faith is damaged? Well, first thing is stop that association. Next is try to rectify. There's somewhere it is said with the same mouth that one is criticized, devotees one should glorify. So with the same ears we should hear about the good qualities of devotees and ISKCON from others, which will help resolve that situation. And glorify devotees ourselves, personally, speak those glories. We'll feel that our, in this good association, we'll feel that our faith will be restored. And, of course, chanting Hare Krishna, that's always something that builds faith. You should see Srila Prabhupada's personal example. Prabhupada witnessed so many things in his movement from his disciples and so on. And Prabhupada always remained supportive, positive, even excessively so, very protective of his disciples, despite defects. And someone pointed out defects, Prabhupada would just point out the good qualities. And Raja Renu in Moscow is asking that I was citing this for every Brahmin there are four Kshatriyas, every Kshatriya is four Vaishya and so on. Where is that number four found? As I mentioned, it was something that I'm quite sure I heard Srila Prabhupada say. I haven't been able to find it in terms of Shastra. I have not seen, although there are qualitative statements about the rarity of brahmanas and so on by comparison to others. I cannot give an answer to that at present. Nonetheless, if brahmanas, qualified brahmins, can be found in Kali Yuga, it's very rare. When we read the qualities of shudras, we see that the saying Kalo Shudra Sambhavan, that everyone is born less than a shudra, is the actual reality. Faithfulness, truthfulness, freedom from stealing, all of these qualities are there. The desire, willingness to serve a master, very, very rare. Very rare. And we're trying to cultivate these things in Krishna consciousness. And that's it for today. Hare Krishna.